Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today we have with us our honored guest, Laura Lee, who is a popular professional and, she used to be a radio medium, but she's back on the show by popular demand, and she will be taking your calls and giving free readings. The number to call if you'd like to talk with Laura is 424-220-1801. I don't know if you'll be able to get through because the queue is full. But Laura has the incredible gift of being able to access the link between the physical and spiritual worlds. She can see, hear, feel, and know what the other side needs to communicate with the living. So let's get started because I know we have at least five people who are very, very anxious to speak with Laura. So good morning, Laura. Thanks for coming back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, always. So I can be a radio medium on your show.
That's right. You are a radio medium, right? Exactly. So we are winding up April, and I know that you wanted to talk about the topic April showers. And what do you mean by April showers?
Well, I always link, our environment to our physical being. I feel like there's so many parallels that we can see in our natural state of affairs to our own physical being. And I know that April is the month of showers, and I thought it would be good to discuss why a good cry sometimes is surprisingly healthy for us to go there. And I know as women, it's very easy sometimes for us to go there just simply for the fact that we were brought up in a society where it's okay for us to express our emotions, whereas, you know, our male counterparts, unfortunately, are suppressed. Not all of them, but, you know, most of society kind of, you know, makes men feel bad if they cry. But, you know, for all of us as humans, it's such a benefit for us to express ourselves and have a good cry because it's naturally healing for us emotionally, mentally, and physically. And sometimes when I finally break down myself, I realize, oh my gosh, then new opportunities come in, new people, new things, because I've released the dam. And some of the health benefits that, help us break through, it's so simple, so basic, but we forget it. And for some reason, we just contain those things and we just clench onto them and hold on. But some of the health benefits that are promoted as a result of a good cry are releasing toxins, stress relief. And if we hold on to stress too much, it creates like an illness. I know some people, if they're crying too much, it actually might be depression, and then there's people who don't cry at all, and depression can be induced as well. It also releases our defenses so we can be a little bit more vulnerable and open up communications to certain people. That's really a good thing when we start crying. And then one of the other things is just letting go of some negative feelings. So it improves our mood immediately. And over the next hour, I'd just like to talk about some of the things or some of the ways where we can induce these tears to happen. And I know for myself personally, sometimes if I feel the tears coming on, I'll try to avoid them by doing something other than to prevent them from coming through. But sometimes those emotions are really good for us to grow, just like nature is.
Yeah, it is. It's so important that we feel our emotions because we're so many of us carry old things in us that we've suppressed, and it makes us sick. We really need to allow ourselves to feel what we feel. So
I agree.
I completely agree with you. So
I had a breakdown moment this last month, and I was like, well, you know, this month is all about showers, so let's talk about it. Some of the ways that we can induce the tears on a more natural level. It doesn't, we have to sit there and push them out, you know, because sometimes they just spontaneously happen. And when those moments occur, we have to just remove ourselves from a situation so we can allow them to flow. And we'll see miracles happen as a result of that, giving ourselves that space and that freedom to do what our body naturally wants to do. So, but anyway, over the next hour, I'd like to talk about some ways that I found personally, but I think a lot of people would agree, would induce tears naturally without a drug. So
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
Let's talk about
some of us don't have
ways.
As many problems as others, but.
No, for sure. Right. Yeah. Some of us don't. So.
Yeah. So, all right, would you like to get started? We have a caller from area code 443 who's been holding for 22 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm sure they – and this is – let's see. Come on, open up. There we go. Now it's opening. Good morning, caller from area code 443. What is your name?
It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What is your question
Hi.
For Laura?
I would like to know what's coming up on my spiritual journey.
Kathy, are you retired or on the verge of retirement?
Verge, but I don't know how long.
Right, because I feel like that was the first thing that came to me when you asked the question. And I just feel the first thing, you know, when I saw the retirement and everything, I feel drawn to something as far as water is concerned, and I don't know if you feel that draw, like being close to water or being near water yourself.
We are moving to Florida.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's part of your spiritual journey, baby. So I see that as a natural progression, you know, as the next step. And I think it's going to happen much sooner than you realize. And I think this is going to be good in the sense that I don't think you're going to be able to stop, though. I think you're always going to have your foot dipped into something. And
right.
One of those things, because you're just that type of person who's always got to remain busy, probably even more so than your partner, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And like you've got to be on the go and everything. And I feel like you're going to be learning some new things, you know, exploring some activities that you've always wanted or drawn to. And this will create a kind of growth that you hadn't seen in yourself before. It's going to be a whole new chapter. I think it's going to be very good for you. And as I say this, was there other connections? Was there other family members who had been based out of Florida previously in your family or your husband?
My husband's son is there.
Okay. And he's still there? Okay. So was there somebody else from the family years ago, though, on either side?
How far back are we talking?
I don't know. I just get a sense that, you know, your roots might be going back there, you know, quite longer than your son, I mean, your husband's son.
I know my mother, when she was in her 20s, she worked in Florida.
Okay, well, there you go. And your mom's on the other side?
No, she's still here.
Oh, she's still here? Okay, but your mom was...
But wanting to go.
Okay, well, I just feel that, you know, that is, you know, one of the reasons why you're heading back to that direction, you know, it's an inspiration. But I just feel, you know, that is part of your guidance that's coming from that direction. It's probably from the maternal side of your family. So, go ahead.
Do you think retirement will be this year or next year?
I think it's going to be sooner than you realize. You know, I think they're going to offer you something to release you sooner, and I think you'll be excited about it. You'll take it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you.
And as I get it, I feel like it's going to be, you know, into summer, beginning of fall. I don't know if that's this year or next year.
Okay. All righty.
All right?
Yeah.
Keep
thank
us posted,
Kathy. Kathy. Good
Thanks
luck.
For calling in.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take another one. This is area code 313. Good morning. What is your name? Are you there, 313? Good morning. Are you there? Okay, I guess not. Let's take another one.
They're probably there, and they probably can't speak through.
Maybe not. Okay. All right. This is area code 301. Good morning. What
Hello.
Is your name?
My name
Hello.
Is Helen. Hello.
Helen?
My name is Helen. Yes.
Hi, Helen.
Okay. Hi, Helen.
Hello. Hi. My question is, what is coming up for me for my career in journalism? I aspire to be a television news reporter.
Television news reporter. Helen, the first thing I get is that you're doing some writing already on the side as a freelancer?
No. I'm a college student.
You're a college student. But I see writing on the side as a freelancer, and I don't know if this is a blog.
I've already done a blog in the past. I'm not doing any blogging right now, and I have no intention of doing that.
Okay. I feel like this is going to be your start, and I think this is where you invest your time, and it's going to open other opportunities for you. And I think your submissions and your work in those directions and submitting to different outlets is going to create some sort of visibility for you, okay? But as I say this, Helen, was there thoughts also, because I get, you know, Gabriel, who's next to your side, I don't know if you ever call upon Archangel Gabriel, but that's the angel of communication. I see also that there might be more schooling ahead for you. Are you in a graduate program or thinking about graduate program as well?
I'm a college student. I am an undergrad, and I want to do television news reporting.
I get that, but had you also thought about continuing on for graduate program for communication?
That's a problem because not all graduate schools accept people, so that's a problem there.
Well,
it's competitive.
I see that continuing your education is part of the path, okay, but... As far as freelancing is concerned, I think that's going to open the doors as far as television concerned, because I feel it's going to be more linked to the internet than actual TV at first. So just keep heading there, okay? Keep going, okay? And also, as I say that, Helen, is there somebody else that's also connected to your name with your family, somebody else that was named Helen in the family? I get their sense. Yeah, I get somebody else's name was Helen down the family line, one of the family lines. Who is this?
There's nobody in my family with my name.
I get somebody who's connected, or unless it's your middle name.
There's no one.
Okay, hold on to it. That's what I got. Okay, but thanks for calling
okay.
in, Helen.
Thank you.
Luck.
You guys are
okay. Thanks, Helen. Good luck.
Helen, wait. Helen, one other thing. Are you still there?
She dropped. Oh, she dropped.
Oh. Okay, dropped. Massachusetts came up for me or somewhere around there.
Okay.
Okay, anyway,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so that's okay. So let's continue talking. What else can we talk about releasing, how to release those
April shower
emotions?
Yes. I know we got a lot of callers to get through, so real quickly, some natural ways to induce our tears so we can just let them shower over us for some growth is read a good book. You know, I happened to be drawn to Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre recently and just finished it. I cried all the way through it. And, but while I'm crying about, let's say, Jane's misfortunes, you know, as I'm going through the book, I'm actually inducing tears about some of the other stress that's going on in my life. So I'm just relating back to that sometimes even a good book, you know, can take us to that space and induce tears for us, which is a really healthy thing for us to do. And then I don't know about a lot of you out there, but I personally happen to be the type of person who will cry at the drop of a hat when I see an ad on television, when I turn on TV, something sappy on a television show or an ad about, you know, a child that's starving or an animal that needs help or something like that. Man, I'm there. I'm crying all over it. So, you know, when something like that occurs and it starts to induce tears, move yourself to a private location and just allow them to flow. Those are simple ways to allow yourself just to release the stress, release the, you know, defenses and the toxins in your body so that you can open up for new possibilities to come into your life. Are you, Randy, a type of person that cries at, you know, TV commercials or anything like that?
I don't cry. I feel so wounded to my soul that I have to switch it immediately because I feel.
So you're the type of person who has to avoid it. See, and then
I have to avoid
too.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Or I'll start to cry.
It destroys
right.
me.
Yeah,
destroys
I know.
Me.
Well, I think sometimes because the emotions are starting to well up, but we can continue to avoid those tears from, you know, being purged, and the more we avoid them, the more, you know, those toxins build up, the more defenses we build up, the more, you know, walls, the bad feelings. And when you hold on to those bad feelings or those negative thoughts that are suppressed deep in there, because we're usually crying not what we think we're crying about. We're crying about other things that have been, you know, sitting underneath the surface. But when we release
right.
them out, then we let go of that shadow part of ourselves, because that shadow part of ourselves is going to continue to manifest, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, no, it does. It does. I know avoidance. I know avoidance is the wrong thing, but it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I just can't bear
it. No, that's how a lot of people. That's how a lot of people handle it. I do too. But then sometimes I realize, okay, wait a minute, I haven't had these tears in a while. I'm going to remove myself from the
gonna
room.
Going to let them out.
Like,
yeah.
Right. Let them
yeah.
out. So,
let them
but
out.
I got to say, the book has been really therapeutic for me and watching TV commercials. So, those are good medicine. Those things are good medicine for your soul. Should we take another caller?
I think we should. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Area code 201 has been holding for like 34 minutes. Hi, what is your
Hi,
name?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, my question is, I've been looking for work, applying for different jobs, and I'm wondering what you see with that.
Rose, is this my Rose that I've talked to for so many years?
No.
It's a new rose. Okay.
A new
rose.
A new bloom on the rose. A new bloom on the vine.
Yeah, a new rose. That's sweet. Rose, let me see here. Have you been involved with a part-time position for a while?
Temp.
Something that's been off and on?
Temping, yes.
Temping. Okay, right. You know, I feel like an opportunity within this temping, this part-time thing, is going to surface and it's going to be something that's longer lasting. That's my sense, and it will, you know, in time it will progress just because of the sheer luck and opportunity that, you know, somebody else's situation, you know, has caused them to step aside. And, you know, as I also get that, I don't know if it's them or you, but about pregnancy, and I feel like it's something to do with pregnancy.
It's probably a maternity leave that I'll be covering for.
It could be, but I think that, you know, that opportunity will grow into something even bigger, even beyond that. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if this happens really soon, you know, for you, because I know that this is something you've been praying for a long time, correct?
I just want to work. It's just so hard to find work and...
Yeah, I know. But, you know, here's the other thing, too. I feel like you might have more than one opportunity. You might be working two jobs simultaneously. So are you with an agency?
Yes.
Yeah. Were you considering also working with another agency, or is there an exclusivity contract?
No. My resume is online, and all kinds of headhunters call me
okay. All
the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Well, something's about to happen, okay? So, but when you put that out there, just be prepared, because I feel like you might be a little overwhelmed, because I feel like there'll be two things simultaneously, and that's when the opportunity will trigger for you, okay? So, and Rose, as I say this, also, do you have a son or a boy around you? Huh?
No.
Or a sun-like figure that a sun-like figure, okay.
Whatever, younger,
Who looks up to you almost like a mother figure, and you almost see him as a son type, correct?
Sort of like that.
Is this a nephew?
No. Mm-mm.
Or a friend's
a child friend.
Or something?
A friend.
Okay. A friend's child, okay, because I feel that there's something connected with him, okay? So I just want to put it out there in regards to that, okay? So also,
what do you mean
real
by
quickly, I don't know, just put it down. Also, there's something about you as far as schooling is concerned too, you know, taking a class or a course that might change things that will require a certification. So I don't know if you've considered that direction, but I'm just being told this is part of it.
All right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for
calling in, Rose. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. Do you want to take another caller, or you want to continue to talk about?
Sure, take another caller.
All right, because this person has been holding for 36 minutes, and this is area code 941. Good morning. How are you, and what is your name?
Good morning. My name is Wendy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Wendy.
Okay.
Hi. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is similar. But I do have a job, but I was working overtime doing someone else's shift in addition to mine, and then as soon as he came back, because he hurt his foot, they cut down my hours to part-time, so now I've got to find a new job, because that's just the way it is. So can you just give me any advice or hints that would help me make the job search less stressful?
Wow. I only got half of what you said. For some reason, we were in and out, but I feel like, gosh, you almost sound like a caller that we had earlier, like you guys had some sort of tie with the part-time work.
Yeah.
Wendy, did you clean houses at
haven't done that. I mean, I could go back and do that, but right now part of my job, I work at an animal hospital, and I do a lot of cleaning there.
Oh, wow. Okay, because that's what your angels are showing me, okay? So, you know, like there's some sort of connection. And I feel like this also might be something that might have been shared with, you know, some family members in the past. Instead of waiting for somebody else to give it to you, you can create that opportunity for yourself. That's what they're telling me. And it'll be more lucrative for you and generate more money for you if you took that step and, you know, like, for instance, just go to, you know, a management of a hotel or management of a, you know, apartment complex and offer your services. You know, it's going to happen much faster if you take the initiative than waiting for other people.
Okay.
Because there's plenty of opportunities in your area. And, Wendy, as I say that, did you just make a move or are you considering making a move?
Well, I moved here in the end of November, and I wouldn't mind moving again, but I don't know if that's possible right now, considering that, you know, now I'm looking for another job. And so I'm
right.
not sure. But
yeah, because I feel like unsettled, and that might be, you know, part of your problem with, you know, with the work, because you're uncertain, you know, whether or not to stay or go. And that can create some of the friction as far as, you know, generating more work. But I think the work is right there before you, and you have to create the energy for yourself. And it's just, it might be as simple as going to produce some cards and start handing them out to people, you know, and saying that you can come in and help them. So that's where I would begin, because I feel like that's gonna produce the results that you're looking for much faster. And as I also say that, I don't know if you've got a friend or a colleague or somebody that you've worked with that has brought you in on some other jobs, but you know that might also support you in this endeavor.
Oh,
if that makes sense. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Like it might be a team, effort, so you're not going solo. Okay, so I want you to keep those thoughts in mind. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, but they showed me cleaning was the way for you to generate the kind of cash that you're looking for. Okay, and it doesn't mean that you have to do that forever. Maybe it comes to a point that you're actually managing others. Yay!
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Wendy.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So, Laura, I know that there's a couple of pressing issues that you really want to share today. So let's focus on that now.
Well, I'd rather do that at the end. Are you talking about the things we talked about at the top?
Yeah,
before we got on the call?
Because I'd
like to get through some of these because it does apply to this subject matter that we're talking about today, but
okay.
I don't want to stop up the energy of the show with that.
Okay. We have time to take one more caller, but kind of quickly, you know, if we want to if you want to share these other things, because
yes,
between 11:30 and 11:45, it goes really quickly. So,
okay,
one more caller?
Yes, I just want to cover there's a couple of the things we can do to induce our tears. A good movie can actually give us a good cry. You know, put on something that you know that you're going to cry at and put on that movie and just to induce the tears and close down the doors and do it quietly by yourself. You know, that's
Beaches.
A good way to start it.
Beaches that one got me to cry.
Did it? Really? You know, I was sitting here thinking what would be my movie to cry, but I know we just saw Forrest Gump again the other day, and that always makes me cry for some reason. another thing to induce music, to induce the tears is music. Putting on a song that you know that will, you know, start to induce the tears. For me, just this last week, hearing Prince, I was a big Prince fan. His song "Purple Rain" actually did make me cry. So, you know, and that song's been twirling in my head just simply because of all the activity that's been happening on the media right now regarding him and his passing. So, I mean, if there's something that you know will cause those tears to flow, put it on, and you know, just to induce the tears and shut down everything and everybody around you, just so you can have that space and feel vulnerable to yourself, because actually you'll gain strength from it. So anyway,
very cool.
If we,
very cool.
All right, so should we take that last caller, and maybe
okay,
we can wrap up
real
quickly?
Okay. This is area code 815. Wait a minute. Let's see. 815. Good morning. What is your name?
Derek.
What is it?
Derek.
Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Okay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's your
question? What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to know if anybody has anything to tell me.
Derek, are you my Derek, too? I get some people back on the radio that I haven't talked to in a while. Are you my Derek who's got a mother figure on the other side?
Yes.
Yeah, I see her immediately. What are you doing? What are you up to? Lots of activity for you, lots of things. You know, have you just taken a big trip, or were you planning a big trip to leave the state or relocate?
We did last year. We took a trip.
And what's the connection to California?
I honestly, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's what I see. And I don't know if that's that obviously wasn't the trip that she's making reference to, but has there been somebody or anybody around you talking about making a trip out there, or are you even feeling called to go in that direction?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Okay, so that's that small voice within. I don't know. I see that occurring, okay? And as I say that, have you been picking up that guitar and strumming it for a while?
Some, yes.
Just some, not enough, according to her. Okay, because she just always thought you had talent there. So, you know what? I just feel a draw there, and it's going to get stronger and stronger. I want you to pay attention to it, because there's an opportunity there for you that I think will open some doors.
Okay?
All right. And also relationship issues. I think it will change something that, you know, as far as love is concerned, really rapidly. So, and when I say that, somebody new is going to come into your life, and I feel music is all around the both of you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. So keep me posted, Derek. It was lovely hearing from you again.
Nice talking to you.
She loves you.
Thanks for calling, Derek. Thank you.
We got a few minutes, Randy?
Yeah, now we do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. One of the reasons I wanted to hold off on the discussion about holding off this one main point, I want to ask everybody's favor out there to put out a prayer, because this issue makes me cry, is I'm working on a missing child case right now for a little girl that's gone missing in Germany, and I'm just asking everybody out there to take a moment and pray for Inga G to return home to her family immediately. And we've been coming up against some blocks. And I think the power of prayer, asking people just to take a few minutes out of their time to affirm her return home, will help open up some of those blocks for us that we've been coming up against. And, you know, this is part of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this discussion about, you know, April showers, because I think there's a lot of people who come to me who've asked for my help, and they're pent-up emotions and struggle with this, which for obvious reasons might be blocking the opportunity for her to return home, because I think when we focus on something that's negative, it continues to happen. and when we focus on something a little bit more positive and bring in that opportunity, miracles start to occur. So if you've got a few moments today or just a moment right now, just pray for Inga G to return home immediately, and I'd appreciate that.
Sure.
And that's about
yeah.
all I'm going to say.
I was just doing it while you were speaking, so
thank
everybody
you,
can take that opportunity.
It.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention out there is I know a lot of people are wanting to connect with their loved ones and their spirit guides and angels as well, and have a public forum coming up in June, which you can read more on my website, Spirit Salon, and anybody can call in and participate. And it's an open group reading that I offer on occasion to groups of people, and it's allows everybody to come on, and I'll do group readings. And this is a teleconference call. And I believe
oh,
it's scheduled for June 12th. Yeah, so you can call in the evening hours. You know, the group forum is you can be in your pajamas. It's not like you have to, you know, get in a plane or come out dressed up. We can do the group reading right here on the phone lines just like we do on radio. So it's really simple. And if you'd like to learn more about the upcoming Spirit Salon, just go to my website at mediumlauralee.com or psychicmediumlauralee.com, and you can read more information about the Spirit Salon on June 12th. So that's it. That's what we've got.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So,
yeah, I mean, we kind of moved through pretty quickly today. But, you know, I wanted to ask you if there's – what are the angels bringing us now? Maybe we could – can we talk a little bit about the election a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about that for about 3 or 4 minutes. What's going on with that?
Oh, I'm surprised you want to go there. Well, do you want my intuitive hit?
I do.
As a psychic?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, my intuitive hit, and some of you might not like this, and I'm just telling you from my psychic hit, that Hillary's going to be our next president.
Okay.
That's
I'm not commenting either way.
I know, and I know there's a lot of people out there who won't like it, but that's just my hit on the whole election process and what's happening. But I do believe that, you know, everything that's occurring right now is to raise consciousness, and I think the United States right now is going through a process right now where the battles on both sides are keeping us divided. They really are. It's keeping us divided, and we're really all on the same team, but we forget that sometimes. And if we keep that in mind, then we can work together for a greater good. And one of the other things that the angels have showed me that when I do meditate on it and I do take a look at the whole picture is that we really are a new world order. And in the sense that if you travel around the world, everybody is homogeneous in the sense that they stay within their own clan. But when we come into the United States, we're merging together, and we're such a hodgepodge. And our cultures are merging together. Our beings are merged together with the children. And I think our children definitely are our future. I know that statement is pretty trite, and it goes out there a lot. But I think the hope is in our children in the sense that they are such a mixture of race. They're such a mixture of religion. You know, different cultures merging together, and I think they'll be able to rise above the fray. And nowhere else in the world is it like that. And I travel a lot. I happen to be out of the United States right now. When you step outside and you look in, you really see how grand we, you know, as the United States, we really are. But we still are going through some major growing spurts. And to have these sides battling each other as they are right now, and seeing that, you know, we could recreate the past, but this is our opportunity right now to maybe even work through that and jump over that hurdle instead of repeating past mistakes.
That's such a profound thought, Laura. You know, and we wonder why there's all this, you know, interracial marriage and children of so many multiracial children. But that's an amazing thought, to think that perhaps that is going to direct us into a more unified world, states, planet, whatever.
Definitely. I know we are despised by a lot of countries out there. You know, we're the envy. And there's a lot of them who want to mimic us, too. And we're either loved or we're hated for obvious reasons, for good reasons. And but one of the reasons is we're such a mix, and we're not full bred. You know, I debated whether or not to get a beagle that was full bred or to get a beagle that was a mix. And I've always been one to attract to the mixed dogs, you know, and bring animals home that, you know, are, you know, a mix, and been such a sucker. But my daughter was gifted a full-bred beagle, and it's so high-strung. It's so high-strung, and I kind of think about that. It's just like, wow, if we were just playing in, we were 100% from our own culture, our own being, and we weren't so mixed, you know, we'd have so many walls closed off, I guess, from, you know, seeing, you know, different sides or different aspects of the human race. But, you know, when we're in the United States, it's hard to see through the forest. It really is that, really, it's quite a beautiful thing that's recreating there, that we're blooming into something that's not duplicated really anywhere else on the planet. I mean, there might be some cities out there that are trying to recreate it, but we really are a new world order in that sense. And but we're going through
very cool thought. And on that thought, I'm going to have to say goodbye. We actually haven't scheduled you for May, so I'll email you. Laura usually comes on somewhere around the end of each month, so look for her to come back.
Thank you.
And Laura, it's been great. It's been great talking to you.
A pleasure,
and we
as
all will
always
put out those prayers for that child.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Thanks.
Or a good
too.
Day, I should say.
Yeah. It's a day here. Okay. Bye-bye. Take care. Talk to you soon. So our time is up for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. My website is also randygfine.com. Visit me, because I have articles about everything from metaphysics to relationships to meditation to quotes that you can share, and healing and empowerment, spiritual growth, all kinds of things. So come and visit and stay a while, look around. And that's randygfine.com. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. So thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, author, and life issues counselor, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be